populist Salvini candidate on course to get largest governor vote in Italian history. By Chris Tomlinson on September 22, 2020. Luca Zaia, a member of Matteo Salvini's league, is on course to win at least 74% in the Veneto regional presidential election, the Italian equivalent of a U.S. state governor, exit polls indicate. The exit polls, published by Italian broadcaster Rai on Monday, suggested that the wildly popular incumbent would break history in Italian regional politics with at least 74% of the total vote. Later in the evening, with 34% of the vote counted, the lead for Zaia had increased even further to 76.2%, with the leftist candidate Arturo Lorenzoni trailing in second place with just 16.8%. The Veneto election is just one of the seven regional elections that have taken place over 2 days from Sunday to Monday, as well as a referendum on shrinking the number of seats in the Italian parliament. The Rai exit polls have suggested that the Salvini-backed center-right candidate for regional president in Liguria, Giovanni Toti, will defeat the leftist coalition candidate and win the region for the center-right. The region of Marche is also expected to see a win for Salvini's center-right regional presidential candidate. According to a report from newspaper Il Giornale, the Liguria election is the worst result for the center-left coalition, as both the left-wing Democrats and the Five Star Movement, M5S, scored fewer votes than they did in 2015. Eduardo Rixi, an MP for the League, commented on the Liguria race, saying the National Coalition for the Democrats and the Five Star Movement has proven to be good for the center-right. The good government of the center-right seems to be confirmed. The left has failed to be competitive, he said. Tuscany, which has been a left-wing stronghold for many years, has been a tight race, but polls show the left-wing coalition candidate Eugenio Gianni ahead of Salvini's league candidate Susanna Saccardi at 48.1% to 40.9%. Apulia, which showed very close polling numbers in the lead-up to the election, has seen the leftist candidate Michele Emiliano, the incumbent, pull away from center-right candidate Raffaele Fitto with just over 30% of the vote counted. Fitto, a former president of Apulia himself, had been ahead of the current leftist regional president in polling published earlier this month, fueling speculation of a major upset for Salvini's coalition. In the southern region of Campania, the incumbent leftist president is widely expected to keep his seat, and with 29% of the vote counted, Vincenzo De Luca had 68.6% of the vote. The constitutional referendum to lower the number of parliamentarians in the Italian Chamber of Deputies and the Senate passed with an overwhelming vote of just under 70%. The yes vote victory will see the lower chamber decreased from 630 seats to 400 and the Senate from 315 to 200. Senator Salvini commented on the results of the regional elections, saying, "As always and more than ever, this time I say thanks to the millions of Italians who have trusted us. If the data are confirmed, from tomorrow, the League and the center-right will be at the helm of 15 regions out of 20. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.